Maeve's battle-hardened nerves barely held together as, for the first time, she beheld the creatures whose territory they'd invaded. Sharp, pointed ears jutted from a narrow, tapered skull, ending in a black nose. Beneath their noses were mouths that bore some nasty-looking fangs that could rip the flesh from her bones in a heartbeat. But more fearsome than their savage appearance was their size. Though they resembled feral wolves, they were the size of lions. Shoit! Doing her best to ignore the siren, she activated the PT device, stabbing furiously at the console. This time, however, she heard no whir, felt no field of energy surround her. She cast a quick glance at the console screen, which bore the words, "Transport failed." Double shite. Maeve stabbed at the console several more times, but the PT obstinately refused to activate. Panic rising, she drew her pistol from its holster and took aim at the nearest creature, who she guessed to be the pack leader. She hated to kill a wild animal merely defending its home, but it was either her or it. Maybe she'd just wound it, and that would be enough to chase it away. She pulled the trigger. Nothing happened. She pulled again. Still nothing. Jammed. Are you fucking kidding me? With no other options, she turned on her heel and sprinted back to the camp as fast as her legs could carry her. She felt more than heard the creatures following her. If the video images she saw were any indication, they would catch her long before she reached the ship. She was halfway back when she heard one of the floodlights topple and shatter behind her, obviously knocked over by one of the creatures. They were after her, all right, and if they caught her, they would go after Davin next.
No!
She didn't dare turn around. She had to run. She had to keep running. If by some miracle she made it to the Talon and the box next to the exit ramp that held the concussion grenades, she'd teach these creatures a thing or two. Only 50 yards away. 50 yards to safety. Could she possibly make it? Her heart, which felt like it was going to burst from the long, panic-fueled sprint, lifted when she saw Davin cross her field of vision. He'd reached the Talon's ramp and was rifling through the box, no doubt looking for a grenade to throw. The growling noises were close, and Maeve imagined the wolf creatures were within pouncing distance behind her. She heard the sound of their padded paws as they connected with the dirt. They were close. Too close. She wasn't going to make it. Ignoring her instincts, she turned her head to glance behind her. But before she could discern how far away she was from certain death, she felt a massive paw swipe at her back. Its claws grazed her skin, and she felt the back of her tank top being torn away. The sudden shift in momentum caused her to trip over a rock that protruded up from the dry riverbed. Unable to right herself, she pitched head first into the dirt, hitting the ground with a thud that knocked the breath from her body. Immediately, she turned over onto her back, silently praying to every saint she could think of that she would somehow survive the next few minutes. "Mom!" Davin cried from behind her. Then, the largest of the creatures sprang, straddling her body with its enormous frame, knocking the gun from her hand. She locked eyes with the thing. It had dark, savage eyes, tinged yellow by the minuscule light provided from the lamp set up around the encampment. Saliva dripped from its fangs as it hungrily eyed its next meal. Fear gripped Maeve's heart, forcing its way through her chest and up into her brain. As a pilot, she'd faced death many times. She'd conquered her fear then, but this was different. She wasn't afraid of dying so much as she feared she'd led her own son, the only thing she had left in this universe, to his doom as well. And with their deaths, humanity's last hope died with them.
No, it can't end like this.
Unable to escape her fate, she stared into the creature's lupine face.
"We mean you no harm," she thought at them, hoping they could understand her. "Please don't kill us. Please don't kill us."